Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And as we get started, I just have this really strong urge to extend my love and appreciation to all of you listening today. Just sending a big energetic hug. So wherever you are, just open your heart and receive it, because it's coming for you. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. Would you like to have a breakthrough in some area of your life? I know that I do. So for those that are wanting a breakthrough, you're in the right place at the right time, because our guest is your big breakthrough coach, Kathy Shiern. She's here today to teach us how to have better breakthroughs for better results. So Kathy Shiern has a really broad background, and I have the privilege of getting to know her a little bit personally, and that's almost an understatement. She's just one end of the spectrum to the other as far as a wealth of information and experience. She's a CPA who studied with a shaman. She's a former financial executive who's also a licensed minister. And she's a farm girl who lives in the big city. You know, Kathy was raised in the United States, and she's lived all over the world, literally. And she's got a doctorate in the dynamics of transformation. And for over 20 years, her passion in life has been to use her skills and abilities to help individuals and business owners identify and blast through the barriers that are keeping them from achieving their hopes and dreams. So without further ado, I give you your big breakthrough coach, Kathy Shiern. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you, Lynette. I'm very glad to be here.
It's great to have you.
It's a real privilege. Yeah, thank you. It's a real privilege to be on Transformation Talk Radio and your program Opening to Ecstasy, because I think that that's more joy in the world is really what all these breakthroughs are about.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I know that we all think we want this, that, or the other thing, but what we really want is to feel good and be happy. And I know that you have a real gift for that. So for those who don't have the same privilege that I do of getting to know you, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what brought you to being a breakthrough coach? You know, I know you have this huge variety of experiences and background, and how did that bring you to becoming the breakthrough coach that you are today?
I think, like a lot of journeys, it's one of those things where you're moving along the path a step at a time, and all of a sudden you look up and look around and you're someplace you didn't realize you were going to be when you started the particular path.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that I'm a CPA who studied with a shaman. That was, you know, trending down that upwardly mobile business path and not finding in it what fed my own heart and my own spirit. Running into a really talented shaman by the name of Ken Day, and got training with him and really sort of stepped onto my particular path, which was one of my first breakthroughs. Actually, a very early breakthrough was when my parents let me go be an exchange student in Argentina, and I got a chance to see a culture, another culture, through the eyes of that language and those people. So I've been sort of walking through breakthroughs for most of my life without actually recognizing that that was what I was doing. And then people started coming to me, and I would talk with them, and they go, oh, that's fabulous. I now know what I need to do. And you get, I have a, something I call a clue by four, which is kind of when you get hit between the eyes with something, and enough people tell you, hey, this is fabulous. And you're like, well, maybe I should be doing this for a living instead of crunching numbers. So it was just a step at a time and trying to be open to what was going on, sometimes more resistant than others, but it was my own particular path.
I love that clue by four. I hadn't heard that before. It seems
yep,
a lot.
You want the little ones. You don't want the big ones.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've tended to be someone who could be really oblivious until I get clobbered pretty badly, and I've been working on paying closer attention. So when you said clue by four, that I like that description. That term works for me. So I'll remember that one.
Cool.
So I know that most people are going to know what you mean by a breakthrough, but for those that don't, could you just briefly explain what you mean by breakthrough?
Sure. And again, it's easy to give examples for people. A lot of people, for example, struggle with weight loss. And they start the programs and they don't finish them, or they, will go along and then it's kind of like, nah, they get discouraged. And so it's kind of like, I think about it as kind of like a hamster wheel or a treadmill of, weight loss and diet and get on, get off. And you're putting in potentially a lot of effort, but you're not really making a lot of distance, because the treadmill, you're just, working hard to stay in one place or going round and round on the belt. So a breakthrough is when something happens, there's a crystallization of a different perspective. It may be something someone says to you. It may be, for me, since I just lost a lot of weight, it was stepping on the scale and seeing a number that started with 2. And for some reason, as long as the number started with 1, even if it was 199, it didn't bother me. But the breakthrough happened when it started with 2. And all of a sudden, everything changed, and I knew I had to do something. And so instead of, it'd be nice to, or I'm kind of working on it, or I'm trying, it became moved from nice to have or want to have into have to have and must do. And so whether it's weight loss or whether it's a business startup or a New Year's resolution, because those are right around the corner, there's any number of things that we have in our, gosh, I really would like to do that. I'd want to do that. It'd be nice to do that. But those aren't strong enough reasons that get us to that have to, must take action and change. And it's that flip. It's almost like the room is dark and you put on the light switch and it becomes light. That's the breakthrough. That's the piece that moves us from where we were into this new place of who we are now becoming.
I love that. And I've definitely seen that in my life. I've seen many times where there's things that I would like losing weight, exercising more, having a better relationship with a certain person, or attracting the love of my life, all these different phases of my life, things that I've really wanted, and maybe even wanted to the point of suffering over them, but I didn't attract them, didn't create them until I got to that point that you just described, where it became a must, where it was no longer, oh, I'd like to have this, where it became, I must have this, I will have this, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And when I would shift that way, it seemed like it shifted my energy. And one, I would follow through on the actions I said I was going to take, but the result would actually start happening immediately. So have you found that to be true in your breakthroughs, that there'll be like, yes, we've got the work to do, but there's an immediate difference as soon as you shift that must?
I have found that to be not only true in my own breakthroughs, but in what my clients report as well, in terms of when we manage to make that shift. I call it a shift in perspective, or a shift in the internal alignment of the individual. And that, yes, when they change that, they stand taller, their voice takes on a deeper resonance in a way. It's more authoritative. They aren't, you can tell that they aren't wishy-washying around anymore, that they've made a decision and that something has really shifted within them. It's a very powerful feeling for the individual, at least as they tell me, and certainly from outside, it looks powerful as well. They, like I said, they stand differently, they sound differently, they look differently. This is a person that's stepping into action and headed towards achieving their goals, where before, that feeling wasn't there.
Yeah, I've noticed for myself that when I have that shift, it's like I become in alignment. Before that, maybe there's a part of me that really wants it, and then other parts that aren't on board with it. And I've noticed, like, say, with my dog, you know, I'm the alpha, and she knows that when I say something, we're not having a discussion about it. That's what's happening. And, you know, she loves me. I love her. We have a great relationship. But she also knows when I say, you know, come here, that I'm the boss. And I originally didn't want to be that way with her because I thought, oh, I just want to be nice to my dog. And, you know, I couldn't take her places because she was out of control. And I found that same shift inside myself, that when I get myself under control in that way where I'm the boss, when I choose what I'm going to do. And I realized, my goodness, we went right up to commercial time here. So could you quickly say your contact information before we go to our first break?
Sure. I'm Kathy Shiren. My website is yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. And you can reach me at Kathy at yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com.
Great. And that's Kathy with a K. We'll be right back. And Kathy has a whole lot more information to share. Stay tuned.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Come on, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and today we are learning how to have better breakthroughs for better results, and our guest is your big breakthrough coach, Kathy Shiern. And Kathy can be found at, I believe it's yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com?
Yep.
Okay, yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. All right, so Kathy, what sort of things do you find stop people from having these kind of breakthroughs, like achieving their goals? I know that everybody, if they were honest, would have things that they have been wanting to achieve for a long time that they're just not achieving. And what have you found to be just common sources for this sort of blocked behavior?
Well, I think one of them that I run into a lot is the lack of clarity. Two of the questions that I, when I sit down to work with people, I ask them, and that your listeners can ask themselves, is what is it that I'm up against? What is my goal? What am I really trying to achieve? Because a lot of people say, well, you know, I really like to lose weight. But that's, I mean, losing weight, people sort of understand what that means, but it's not very specific. What does that look like? You know, is there a, what's the measure of that? Is that related to how you want to feel healthy-wise? Is that related to clothes? You know, to get some clarity and some more specificity on that. And then what relates to that directly then is how will you know when you've achieved that goal? So, yeah, I want to lose weight. Well, okay, I lost a pound. Have I achieved the goal? Or is it really something more than that? So getting clarity on the goal and knowing what it will look like, feel like, could be taste like, you know, what you might hear, whatever the senses are that bring you into knowing what it will be like when that goal is attained. The lack of clarity is an important one. Another one is, we talked about it earlier, I call it lack of permission, but it's also that lack of alignment, where you get an internal voice or voices even maybe left over from parental guidance when you were in childhood, or teachers, you know, teachers, other authority figures, things they told you. One of the ones I run into very commonly is people say, well, you know, my goal is to make a lot of money. So, you know, we work on, well, what does a lot of money mean? Because here's a quarter, you've just made more money. But then we talk about, well, what do you think about rich people? And you get this, oh, they're greedy and they're, you know, they're uncaring and they don't, I don't, and I'm like, well, then how can you legitimately really want to be rich? You're out of alignment with that, because what you're, most people want to be, want to feel like they're generous, want to feel like they're caring. And so if they think a rich person is not a good person, then they're going to have a very hard time actually taking action to get rich, because they're out of alignment. They got two different things going on. So that permission or alignment piece is another way that we get stopped from achieving our goals. We don't realize how out of alignment we are with what we say we want and what we're, what's actually our internal dynamic. Could be even a lack of knowledge. We don't know what we don't know. So we may be thinking, well, yeah, I can do X, Y, Z, and there's a big blind spot there that you may need some help with getting a handle on, so that you can see what that is and then move through it. There's a number of reasons. Those are some of the primary examples. And then another one we talked about was the nice to have versus have to have. It's how, what's the emotional charge behind this? Because it's to make change, and we're all very resistant to that. We're just wired that way. To make changes in our lives, we really have to have some powerful, passionate push behind that to be able to overcome that inertia that just keeps us in place where we've been for such a long time.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating thing to me, because if we're not changing and growing, then we're dying. I mean, a fruit that's ripe starts rotting, you know? And yep. Yet we have such a force inside of us of fear around change, you know, to different degrees. And I know that I definitely have that, this fear of change. I mean, even just leaving the house, on some level, I have this little bit of a, you know, I'd rather be, rather than going out, even though it's something I love, like dancing, listening to music, there's always, I have to push myself a little bit. And I've always wondered what that is. Do you have any theories about that?
Well, when we resist change, it's usually because our anticipation of what's on the other side is negative. Because if I said, if you make a change, if I could guarantee you that if you made a certain change, $1 million would be in your bank account tomorrow, and the change wasn't something like lopping off a limb or something really drastic, but it was, you know, something that you felt good about doing, or were willing to at least try, okay, then you wouldn't, I'm guessing, you would probably say, hey, yeah, I'll go for it. You know, I'll try to eat snails and get $1 million in my bank account or whatever. But it's because we don't know, we don't have guarantees on what happens after we change, and our brains are wired to sort of expect the worst. I was at a conference recently, where they've come up with new research that basically says that, a negative thought creates a memory path in the brain, with one particular passage. You know, somebody puts a negative thought out there and you grab it and it's in your memory. A positive thought, you know, that this could be a good thing, you have to repeat upwards of 10 times to groove it as deeply in your brain as the negative thought goes in. And now, apparently this dates back to the fact that the brain hasn't really changed all that much in the whole process of when we were running away from saber-toothed tigers. And so those people lived longer who anticipated a negative consequence. Think about it. There's a noise. I'm going to run. Yeah, that's just a saber-toothed tiger, and it's going to eat me. Well, it may not have been a saber-toothed tiger, but to the extent that it was, the guy who ran lived longer, and that particular modification of his thinking became part of a better survival instinct. However, last I checked, no saber-toothed tigers on my street. So it's a leftover habit. It's a leftover genetic piece of what's in our brains that we're still operating as if the rattling bushes are saber-toothed tigers, and we're going to get eaten. And that's why we don't want to make a change, because we're better. What's the old phrase? Better the devil you do know than the devil you don't. But what that assumes is that the one that you don't know is a devil. And you don't really know that.
Yeah, I think the pain that a lot of people have nowadays is often different emotional pains, feelings of being rejected or hurt or not having the result that they wanted from their actions. And I don't think that we've learned a lot how to deal with our emotions. I think that that's a piece of us that still needs to evolve, you know, that people are so afraid to have emotional pain that keeps a lot of people locked away from changing.
And we're conditioned. You know, we're programmed. We get the programming. We interpret in a negative way. It could have been very painful, but then we go out into the world, and since we have that painful experience, that becomes the filter or the perspective to say, well, okay, now that I know this happened to me once, I'm going to be watching out for it out there again.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, when you decide you want to particular color of blue car, and then you start looking around and everywhere you look there's that blue car.
Yes.
Because you're filtering for it, you now see it. So when you get that conditioning that says that, okay, I'm going to look for this kind of pain because I'm going to watch out for that, I don't want to experience that again, but unfortunately what it creates is the capacity in you to see more of that kind of pain coming into your life.
Yeah, and even a car that's gray or aqua or even lavender could start looking blue when you're looking for it.
Exactly, and you start interpreting it. It's like, well, that's pretty close to blue. I don't know about that.
It has blue in it. Under the right light, that could be blue.
Exactly. And so we basically start aligning ourselves with that conditioning, so it becomes a more and more true part of our reality, because it's what the brain sees so much stuff. I mean, we register so much stuff on a daily basis, but we have to filter it because there's no way our conscious mind can take it all in. So what's your filtration system? You know, if you're training your filtration system to look for good stuff, you're going to see more good stuff. But if your filtration system is conditioned to see more negative items, then you're going to see more negative items. And one of the ways that a really positive and powerful breakthrough can happen is to start shifting that filtration system to say, you know, I'm going to stop looking for the bad stuff, and I'm going to start looking for the good stuff. Because yeah. It's all out there. There isn't a preponderance of one or the other. It's just, you know, everything's out there. So what are we choosing to see?
Absolutely, and that's one of the ways where a good coach like you comes in, where you can be objective, non-judgmental, and hold the space to see what is and see all the possibility, where someone else, you know, person can be locked in and so entrained to see things through a particular filter. And before we go to this next break, I would love for you to share your contact information so people will know how to find out more about you.
Sure. If they go to www.yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com, they can find my website and my phone number, and my email is Kathy with a K and a Y, Kathy@yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com.
Great. And for anyone out there listening who might be looking for someone to give a presentation, Kathy is a really fun and amazing speaker, very adaptable, and people love being in her audience, and you can get a breakthrough just being in a class that she teaches. So again, you can go to yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. And when we return, we're going to get more information about how to have your breakthrough, and you can start having one right now. So stay tuned.
Condom Selecta.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com, and I always love to hear from you. So today, we are having better breakthroughs for better results with your big breakthrough coach, Kathy Shiern, and you can find her at yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. So Kathy's been sharing so much fabulous information, and I have all these questions rattling through my mind, but the time always goes quickly. So what I want to know, Kathy, is so for people listening who are going, okay, I'm with you, I get what you're saying, but I'm still not getting how to actually have the breakthrough. So what sort of critical factors are there in making these fast and effective breakthroughs?
One of them, and we mentioned it somewhat before, but it really is important in all the psych literature and everything like that, and I see it over and over in my clients, is a change in perspective. And it doesn't mean that anything else changes other than your view of the situation. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that you've experienced a particularly painful event in your life. And somebody, we were talking about this earlier in terms of conditioning, but somebody was the source of that painful event in your life. And so you have done what you needed to do, see a therapist, a coach, done work, et cetera, in order to go through a healing process with that wound. And you've really pretty much come out the other side, and you've made your peace with the process, but you're still angry at the person who caused that pain for you. What you're missing as a change in perspective is you're missing the opportunity to take that healing out into the world for other people who have suffered a similar kind of wound and showing them how to do the healing piece. Because what you're doing is staying connected to the person who caused you the pain and looking backwards rather than forwards. So in the moment that you can let go of that anger because it's not really serving any purpose at that point, it's just keeping you connected to that person. When you can let go of that anger and see the wound and the healing process now as a source of service in the world, because you wouldn't be the only one that's probably ever suffered a wound like that. That's a shift in perspective that all of a sudden allows you to take that and turn it into something amazing for people that comes from your heart and your service and your work and your love. So instead of being based in anger, it's based in love and service. And it's just a shift in perspective.
Great. So instead of driving, looking in the rearview mirror, they're looking forward and no longer living from being tied to the past and replaying some story that really drains their energy and keeps them attached to an experience that causes them to feel unhappy and limited in their possibilities, and just cutting the ties with that, so suddenly they have all this energy freed up to go into the realm of possibility and seeing the wound as a gift.
Exactly. Another one is you may be experiencing in your life a whole bunch of little problems. You know, it's a series of little things, but each one is somewhat annoying. Collectively, they're like a group of gnats. You know, they're getting in your nose and your eyes. You don't like them. They're not fun. But you see each one of them as an individual problem. However, there may come an opportunity to say, wait a minute, all these little problems are actually symptomatic of a bigger issue. Now, one of the ways that really plays out is in a breakthrough around weight loss, because we could be, you know, having problems climbing stairs. It could be an issue with getting clothes to fit. It could be an issue with maybe you don't get a promotion at work because there's some sort of subtle discrimination going on around that. I mean, there's a whole bunch of little things that can be disheartening. But when all of a sudden they all sort of crystallize around, wow, if I would lose weight, and again, I'm not picking on people here. I'm just saying this is one of the circumstances I've seen with my clients. But if all these things added up together, they aren't just a bunch of little things. They're one big thing. And that one big thing moves me or moves my client from the nice to have to the have to have. From the, yeah, I'll try to I must do this. So that coming together of looking at all the problems and seeing them as a single source rather than a bunch of little problems is another way of achieving that breakthrough. It's looking at things differently. And then another one is working with somebody who, when we talked about the lack of knowledge, when you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you're talking with a friend, you may have a coach, you may have a family member that you're just talking to them about what's going on, and they offer you a piece of information or a new perspective or something that all of a sudden goes, oh, that's it. Where before that wasn't really present for you. It wasn't really in your sphere of knowledge. And now all of a sudden you've got the answer and you know how to proceed.
Yes, and I believe that when people have that shift from I'd like this to change to this must change, that then that opens the door for that knowledge to come to you.
Yep. And then another one is again, we were talking about it earlier, but just to reemphasize it, because I do think it's so important, is focusing on the positive. When we focus on the positive, when we focus on what we're grateful for, when we focus on what's good in the world, they actually have research, almost 20 years old now, but it raises your energy. It raises your level of creativity and problem solving. It helps you feel better. And when you're in a more positive frame of mind, you're more likely to take actions that move you towards accomplishing your goals and towards achieving your breakthroughs. So when we focus on the positive, it's like we vibrationally align with more positive. And so that comes into our life. It's like if you got a magnet, you know, the two ends of the magnet that are attracted to each other, boom, they go together and it can be hard to get apart sometimes. But try and take the opposing ends and force them together and you can't. Because it does, there's no alignment. There's no vibrationally, energetically, it won't come together. So if you are somebody who's pulling together a negative vibration, then, you know, positive people aren't going to want to hang around with you. And vibrationally, what you're going to attract is negativity. So focusing on the positive is another really important aspect of achieving better breakthroughs.
Absolutely. It's like being in a state of possibility or no possibility. When you're focusing on the negative, then all you're seeing is no possibility. And so some part of you is going to be actually proving that to be true. You won't see the opportunities right in front of you until you make that shift.
Exactly. And then, of course, after you make the shift, when you've got you all of a sudden, you have your aha moment and the world changes, it's really important to take action, because the breakthrough gets solidified and the goal becomes possible. You know, you can actually attain it when you start taking action. And the breakthrough is like this big leap across the chasm that was separating you, and now it's time for those incremental steps to take an action and to move forward. Even if it's just a little step, But by taking what you know and moving it into action, you create an ongoing energetic that literally moves you forward to achieving your goals. And then, you know, you may run into the need for another breakthrough. So it's actually achieving goals, I find, is kind of an interim. First, we have intervening steps incrementally, and then we do a big leap, and then we have some more incremental steps and another big leap. And maybe it's kind of like hopscotch or something, but you're moving forward along the path. Sometimes you got to jump, and sometimes you can just walk.
Sounds like a fun dance. But I know that when someone has had a habit of being negative, doesn't have the support that they need, or even someone who has support and has really worked on being a positive person, there's nothing that helps on the same level as having a really good coach. So I really want to recommend to people that they check Kathy out. Do you have, do you offer free consultations for people who want to know what it's like to work with you?
Yes, I offer a no-cost, free, basic 30-minute consultation. My goal in that is to help, that one of those things we talked about, clarity, is to help people get clear on the goal and what they want to achieve, and to help them decide whether or not using somebody like myself would be the best resource, and whether I would be the right person to work with them. And I always offer some suggestion or even a referral to the person to make sure that they're getting the help that they need. I recently had a client who came to me with in need of a business breakthrough, but there was a whole lot of emotion underlying all this, a lot of anger and a lot of angst, and it didn't seem to fit from the way I was sensing it. And it turned out that this person had recently suffered the loss of a very close loved one. And so they were in a very powerful grief process. And so what I told them was I basically referred them to a therapist who was trained in grief therapy. Because I said, you know, until you deal with your grief, you're too emotionally volatile to really take on this business situation and handle it the way you really like to handle it. Because you've got all these emotions going just powerfully in you around this loss.
Yes.
And so
I hate to cut you off, Kathy, we're right at break time, but yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com, check her out, and you get to hear the rest of the story and more about this in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Come on, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at annagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Annagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking with your big breakthrough coach, Kathy Shiern. And I want to make sure everyone knows you can go to yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com and you can have a 30-minute free consultation with Kathy. And she is excellent at not only helping you identify and get clear on what your goal is and some action steps that you can take to get there, but she's got such a wealth of information. I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you all the things that this woman knows because I don't know all the things that she knows. I know that every time I talk to her that she amazes me. She's an encyclopedia of knowledge in a whole realm of areas. So if you call her and she's not able to assist you, she's also got a wealth of information for referrals and ways to get you on track. So give yourself the gift. And this holiday season, it's a wonderful time to give yourself a present. Give yourself a present and go to yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com and just give yourself this free session and check it out. See if you'd like to go further with Kathy or what the next step is in your life. So, Kathy, I know that there's a lot of talk about 2012 and things changing on the planet rapidly, and I think everybody is aware of how fast things are changing now. And I've certainly, you know, felt this increasing vibration just in the world around me, in the field of energy. And then you add all the technology and all that's happening. It seems that people are needing more and more breakthroughs than they used to. Like my parents never thought about having breakthroughs. I don't think they think about it now either, but they certainly didn't when I was a child. So what do you... Is there something that you feel in this time that is making it so people need faster, more effective breakthroughs?
I do think that I agree with you that the world is speeding up the pace of change. If you look at, you know, how fast knowledge in the world doubles, it used to be, you know, hundreds of years before it would double, and now I think it's measured in months or less before the knowledge in the world doubles. So it's just an amazing growth curve that we're in. And the knowledge and the technology and all the other things are changing much faster than we are physiologically. So that our brains and our bodies are trying to keep up with all the stress and all this knowledge and all the rest of it. And I think in our culture, we're somewhat at a disadvantage because we have been trained into the importance of the rugged individualist. You know, do it yourself is a part of who we think we need to be, so that if we have to ask for help, that, you know, something's wrong with us. Now, that may not be as true as it was, you know, 20 years ago, but it certainly is an aspect of where people feel like, well, if I have to ask for help, then maybe I shouldn't admit that. In fact, it was, again, part of the psychological study. They called it pseudo-competency, where people think that I have to show, like, I have to behave like I know everything. I can't ask for help because I'm expected to know everything, particularly at higher levels of position in organizations and things like that. And the reality is that acknowledging that you don't know everything, and while I love your references to me as an encyclopedia of knowledge, there's a whole lot I don't know as well as what I do, but I'm pretty clear on what I don't know, and I'm willing to refer out and ask questions and get into that kind of thing, because we're all collectively improved by our ability to connect with people who know what we don't know. So we don't have to learn everything. We can de-stress a little bit about all that pressure on ourselves, and instead of trying to figure everything out ourselves, we can reach out and ask for help. We can look for experts. You know, somebody said, learn how to program HTML for your website. And I went, aha, no thank you. I'd much rather hire a web designer who would love to do that when I definitely don't love to do that. That makes them happy and that makes me happy. Everybody is served by that. So I think that the reaching out and the asking for help, knowing when you've come up against that proverbial brick wall of, uh-oh, I'm stuck, and then instead of beating yourself up trying to break it down, go find a demolition expert, you know, whomever it is that can help you blow up the wall. And then maybe a construction person to use the bricks to help you pave the way forward. Because there's a lot of people out there with a lot of knowledge and a lot of expertise. It's easier to find on the web nowadays. It's easier to find through all these services and programs like Transformation Talk Radio. So it just becomes a thing of letting go of our old pattern of saying I'm supposed to know it or I should know it, and just say, you know what, I don't know it, and there's somebody out there who does, and I'm going to find that out.
Well said. And again, I want to recommend that people go to yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. And of course, that's www.yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. And get to know Kathy a little better. Reach out, get your free 30-minute consultation, have a conversation with her, and you will not regret it. It'll be worth your time so many times over. So, Kathy, I'd wanted to ask you so many other questions, but the time goes so quickly here. But could you... of all the ones here, would you rather take 2 minutes to say something about New Year's resolutions, or would you like to share about your stories from the road, your new book that's coming out?
I think New Year's, the stories from the road will be out sometime in the first half of next year, and it's what I learned about being human while traveling on planet Earth and some of my breakthroughs, but it's a fun read. And entertaining for people that like that kind of thing. New Year's resolutions is a more immediate issue. It's right around the corner. And there's a lot of people out there. I think the statistics say that about halfway through the year, or less than half the people are still following their New Year's resolutions. And it's not that we don't know how to do it. You know, we know how to make goals and we know how to set that up for ourselves. But I think the challenges come in, the struggling comes in, is that we don't have that clarity. We haven't made or chosen a goal that's emotionally powerful enough for us to have to have, that our internal messages aren't aligned. You know, we've got dueling voices inside ourselves that said, yes, you should, and another one that goes, no, you shouldn't, which isn't about medication. It's all about coaching and sometimes therapy. That, you know, people say, well, get a buddy and have them hold you accountable. And that's good to have external support. External support is always helpful. But it's internal alignment that I think is the most important thing with achieving goals like that, because no amount of external accountability and support is going to make up for having that sense of lack within yourself about not being able to achieve it because it's out of alignment with who you are. So I think that New Year's resolutions are a good test drive for setting a goal that's really powerful. Don't set too many. People also get overwhelmed with, well, I need to do this, and I should do this, and I ought to do that. And if they just back up and say, well, wait a minute, what's the one thing that would really make a big difference to me if I achieved it this year? And then focus on that one thing. Because when you have a success, you can build on that success. But if you take on too much, you spread yourself too thin, and then you just get discouraged and you don't want to try.
Fabulous advice, Kathy. So, again, you can find Kathy at yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com. And if you want help with your New Year's resolution, be sure to go to yourbigbreakthroughcoach.com and have your session with Kathy, and she'll help you get set up with that. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Kathy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. And then my message to everybody is be positive.
All right. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show today. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show will share the epic world. Dr. Pat is a fabulous teacher and coach and radio show host. And in addition to being such a highly accomplished woman, she has such a heart for sharing and teaching. And her wisdom is off the charts. Wonderful. I have been blessed with hearing her many times, and I never tire of this woman. So tune into Opening to Ecstasy next Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, and start living your epic life. Many blessings on your path.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.